Who are we? Here's Congressman Tom Tancredo.
The major banks of Western Europe and the United States are working at breakneck speed to get into the business of lending money to Muslim institutions and individuals. The oil wealth of the Middle East and parts of Africa make lending in these areas attractive. Now, in order to get into that business, they have to set up boards of Muslim clerics and scholars called the Sharia Supervisory Committee. It's their job to oversee the loans and make sure that they are Sharia law compliant. To be compliant, they cannot, among other things, charge interest. Hence, an elaborate and convoluted process is undertaken by which the bank can collect a profit from the sale of the loan and get away with not calling it interest. Well, whatever works. But here's the rub. An important element of Sharia-compliant financing is a form of obligatory charitable contributions called zakat. This is a religious tax for assisting those that wage jihad for Allah. The amount of this tax is between 2.5 and 20%, depending upon the source of the wealth. Muslim charities that have benefited from zakat have ties to terrorist organizations that are hostile to the United States and Israel. But it gets even more insidious. You and I, and every other American taxpayer, are helping to fund zakat. You heard me right. It happens that AIG is big time into Sharia-compliant financing. And of course, the money that they are lending comes from the U.S. Treasury in the form of a bailout. One of the members of the AIG Sharia Supervisory Committee is Dr. Usmani. He is the son, student, and dedicated disciple of the Mufti Usmani, who's the leading authority for Sharia-compliant finance in the world. His book dedicates an entire chapter to explaining why a Western Muslim must engage in violent jihad against his own country or government. So a lawsuit has been filed by the Thomas More Center to stop the use of tax dollars to fund Sharia-based Islamic religious activities on the basis that in so doing, the Establishment Clause of the First Amendment to the United States Constitution is violated. Richard Thompson, president and chief counsel of the Thomas More Center, said, "It's outrageous that AIG has been using tax money to promote Islam and Sharia law, which potentially provides support for terrorist activities aimed at killing Americans." Now, whether or not the suit is successful, it's anybody's guess. However, for the time being, how does it feel to be financing jihad when you write your check to the IRS? Let me see. Was it Lenin or Osama bin Laden who said, "We will sell them the rope with which we will hang them"?
Who are we?
Who are we?
This is Tom Tancredo asking you to ponder. Who are we?